Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off here this morning, taking a look at notes on the high school sporting front. Of course, all the area activities were either postponed or canceled from last night. Our intended broadcast matchup, a doubleheader between Atlantic and Harlan in basketball, has been postponed to next Thursday night. They'll play those games at the same time coming up then. Next Thursday. As of right now, the Atlantic girls basketball team does still have a matchup later on here this evening against Denison Schleswig. That was a series of games on the girls' side that was postponed from early in the season, and they will try to get that a go here later on today. As of right now, it'd be a ninth grade game starting at 2 o'clock, followed by the JV, and then varsity. Varsity contest is set to go at about 5 o'clock here this evening here at the Atlantic High School. The wrestling team was scheduled to head to the Marion Wrestling Invitational here today. Yet to see hear word if they were able to travel, make that travel or not. Of course, we're not able to make the travel yesterday, and travel's still a little bit tough out there here this morning. And other sporting notes as well on the college front, Iowa State basketball program has been put on pause. The Cyclones were scheduled to travel to take on 6th-ranked Kansas here today, but that game has been postponed now due to positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing for the Cyclones program. They said that they will pause activities here indefinitely until they make future determinations. The schools will work with the Big 12 to try to reschedule that contest. The Jayhawks were coming off a loss to Oklahoma State and will next up for them visit second-ranked Baylor coming up on Monday night. The Cyclones had their previous game earlier in the week against Kansas State postponed due to issues with COVID in the Wildcat program. Their next game scheduled is to be taking on number 4 Texas on Wednesday night, but it appears likely that that one's also going to be postponed. Also, in other news on the basketball front, one top 25 matchup last night as Demetric Trice had 13 points and 5 assists and turned in a strong second half to lead number 9 Wisconsin past Rutgers 60-54. Trice scored 8 points and assisted on another basket in a 12-0 run that gave Wisconsin a 54-44 lead with 4:19 to go. The game was a classic Big Ten grinder with teams locking down defensively. Wisconsin shot 35%, Rutgers shot 37%. The Badgers were 6 of 25 from beyond the arc, and the Scarlet Knights were just 2 of 19. In other basketball news in the NBA, another 3 NBA games have been postponed, including one in Minnesota, only a couple hours before game time, as the league struggles now with increasing coronavirus numbers. Among the Wolves, Timberwolves players that were hit with COVID-19 is Karl Anthony Towns, who's already suffered tragic losses of his mother due to complications from COVID-19. The Washington Wizards revealed that they have 6 players who have tested positive for the virus and another 3 players out because of contact tracing. And the Timberwolves game with the Memphis Grizzlies was called off, as were what would have been the Wizards' home games on Sunday and Monday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The NBA has fined Kyrie Irving $50,000 on Friday for violating their health and safety protocols and said he could return to the team activities with the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday. The league said Irving would be fined for each game he misses during a 5-day quarantine period that would end on Saturday if he continues to test negative for the coronavirus. Irving has missed the last 5 games while away from the Nets for personal reasons. He was seen in a video on social media during his absence at an indoor family party while not wearing a mask. Irving is the second player to be
fined for that. The other is his new teammate, James Harden, who recently was traded there to the Nets. Giannis Antetokounmpo overcame poor free throw shooting to score 31 points. Chris Middleton hit two late three-pointers, and the Bucks held off the Mavericks 112-109 last night. In other Friday action, Andre Drummond tied his career high with 33 points and grabbed 23 rebounds in leading the Cavaliers to a 106-103 win over the Knicks. Jaylen Brown had 21 points and 8 assists, and Sammy Ojeleye had 18 points as the Celtics rolled to a 124-97 win over the Magic in their return to action following a virus-related week-long hiatus. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored a career-high 33 points to help Oklahoma City beat the Bulls and former Thunder coach Billy Donovan 127-125 in overtime. And Donovan Mitchell made 6 three-pointers on his way to 26 points, and the Utah Jazz used a 21-0 second-half run to power past the Hawks 116-92. In football news, the FCS is getting ready to start up a college football season after another season had just ended. But all but a few teams in the football championship subdivision shut down in the fall because of the pandemic, and they will play a spring season, culminating with the NCAA playoffs in April and May. The Ivy League has scrapped football until the fall. The Missouri Valley is among the leagues that are reconfiguring schedules because of schools deciding to opt out. The NCAA playoffs are April 18th through May 15th with 16 teams instead of the traditional 24 making the bracket. In the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms with Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith to become the team's head coach. The 38-year-old Smith has served on the Tennessee staff for 10 seasons, including two as offensive coordinator. Browns Pro Bowl left guard Joel Bitonio has been activated from the COVID list after missing last week's playoff win over Pittsburgh. Cleveland's longest tenured player had to isolate at home last week and missed his first career postseason game in the Browns' first since the 2002 season. Browns, who stunned the Steelers in the wildcard round, will face the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. We'll have that game for you here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Chiefs and Browns set to go with 1 o'clock pregame. We'll join it right after the Iowa Northwestern game portion of the broadcast ends. So as soon as the game ends, we'll join the Chiefs broadcast, and that's set for a 2:05 their kickoff between the Chiefs and the Browns. Also in NFL news, the conditional reinstatement of wide receiver Josh Gordon has been rescinded by the NFL, and Gordon is once again under suspension. Gordon was signed by the Seahawks in September despite being under an indefinite suspension. He received conditional reinstatement in early December with the hope he'd play in the end of the season, but that never took place. Gordon was placed back on the commissioner's exempt list in Week 16. And new NASCAR team Trackhouse Racing has brought entertainer Pitbull on as an ownership partner. The organization will make its debut next month at the Daytona 500. Mr. Worldwide joins NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan as celebrity owners entering NASCAR this year. Jordan is a part owner of 23X1 Racing with Denny Hamlin. And Trackhouse was launched in late last year by former driver Justin Marks. The team has hired driver Daniel Suarez. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.